are now watching the College Baseball Insider Show.
He's behind it. This is hammered. Left field, and we are tied. Wow.
Now, here are your hosts, giving you an inside look into the top matchups.
What's up, College Baseball Insider fans? I'm joined as always. We got to get Smitty in the intro video. I just totally left him out. We're gonna add him before the next show. I promise you that. Q to my left, Smitty to my right. Week five, it's loaded. What's up, fellas?
Excited. SEC conference play. I busted out the shirt. I'm ready to roll.
Smitty has returned his Indiana Hoosiers t-shirt.
I think it's in the closet somewhere. It might be buried back in like flannels, like from 1998 or something. I don't know. But yeah, you know, I'm glad I got to get my picture on there, or I was going to hold out for more money and stuff. If my picture.
Yeah. Well, double your contract of zero.
I mean, I get it. I was a little cold. But I had a great weekend last week. And after that last weekend, come on now, get my picture on there. Let's go.
This is a pilot season for Smitty.
I know. I could be fired at any time. So let's go.
Well, we all could. Okay.
Off a cliff. Moving on.
ACC play started last week. SEC play starts this week. A lot of just great matchups, in my opinion. No real surprise, I guess, that Duke upset Wake after last week and just seeing the domination, Jonathan Santucci on the mound. Just overall, I feel like Duke deserves to make that jump. We talked about it on the recap show, but leads me into Wake Forest taking on Virginia, coming off a series loss against Miami. Virginia just didn't look very good last week. Wake, you know, we know what happened with Wake Forest. The odds shifted. I tweeted it out earlier. Jeff Davis, who I know and respect at Circa, he dropped Wake to 20-1 right now. They were your, plus 700, plus 800 favorite, short a shot to win it all. And after last weekend, just absolutely plummeted. So, I mean, do you think that's an overreaction? Do you think Wake bounces back against Virginia? Q, I'll go to you because Virginia's in your backyard.
I think the jump from 700 or 800 to 20-1 is TBD to see what this weekend does. You know, if they bounce back and for some reason they sweep, then it probably was. If they lose 2 out of 3, then you say, no, maybe it wasn't. The one thing that sticks out to me is the batting average last year. That team was always in the mid threes. We're looking at a 273. And then on the other side in Virginia, last year had a decent offense, and I would argue this is a more elite offense or a more complete offense. There seems to be more power rounded out through 1 through 9 versus kind of the Geloff and a couple other names. Everybody's hitting the ball really hard. UVA, I mean, we saw Duke smack Wake Forest pitching around, and UVA is a better offensive team, in my opinion, than Duke. So that's very concerning if you're a Demon Deeks fan. Both bullpens are a little to be desired, I guess. Or less to be desired, whatever the phrase is. I don't want to say Wake Forest bullpen is as bad as what we saw last weekend from Virginia. But you know, at some point there is the eye test. There you do have to kind of know who's coaching some teams, and I do trust Brian O'Connor. He's one of the legendary coaches for a reason. You know, he knows how to groom players. And fun fact, I mean, they had one of the worst starts in his career the year they won the World Series in 2015. So if anybody can turn it around, it's him on a whim. And I have to think, man, Virginia's going to be ultra focused. They got, you know, 2 out of 3 losses in Miami. I think they kind of bounce back. I think the bullpen, you know, maybe we see Wolfolk drop back, or maybe we see O'Connor kind of take over the closer role and things kind of work themselves out. I think Virginia in a tight series can squeak out a 2-1 series victory here.
And as I sit here with a thunderstorm going on outside, we might possibly lose power. And if I do, I hope the server stays up to where Q and Smitty can get through this. Okay, Smitty, round it out. What are your thoughts on Wake and Virginia here?
Yeah, you know, last Friday was the pitching matchup that everybody was looking forward to. And everybody was loving that under, and that game just got crazy. Isn't that how it always works? when you think it's gonna be a low scoring game and then it kind of takes off on you. Yeah, you know, let's see if he bounces back, you know. And I think if you look on their impact hitters on the screen here, you know, Kurtz, King, where are they at? They got to pick it up a little bit with this offense. I think this is, you know, I like UVA. I think, but I was on them. They got me one win on Sunday. Their bullpen, I want to see what they do. I think this is a spot, though. I think when your ace has a tough game last Friday, I think he bounces back. I think this is going to be a good one. I like Wake Forest to take the series 2-1. I think it's a good spot for Wake Forest. I think they're going to come back and win this.
I agree. And the new probability we've got going, we're going to continue to monitor that. But I love that it's a insider's win probability now instead of a projection. Okay, Duke, they're kind of your new ACC favorite right now, ranked number 6 in the country behind Jonathan Santucci. They're taking on number 10 Clemson, who looks pretty good, even though they haven't really beaten a lot of good teams to note in that 15-1 record. Duke, the heavy favorite in here with the win probability. I made this an official play. Q, you have anything to add on the Duke Blue Devils versus Clemson?
I'll keep it short and sweet. I've already played Duke. I tweeted it out. I feel like I've nailed Clemson's pitching from the preseason guide. I said they were going to start slow, even though they brought a ton of talent back. They're not pitching at an elite level. And so I don't think that changes this weekend. I think Duke, the loss to Rider really woke this team up. Said, hey, just because you beat Wake Forest doesn't mean you can't lose to Rider, one of the, you know, subpar teams. So I think they're focused. This is the first big series that they're, I guess you could call new-ish home park. And I think Duke takes the series here. I think they're the better team.
Thoughts on Coastal versus James Madison and then Oregon State, Utah. These are two that we're not previewing tonight, but we can get into them in just a little bit. I'll look for you guys to remind me about that. Coastal smashing the ball right now. Get the big midweek win over Wake. And then Oregon State, like we've talked about, they're probably an Omaha team. I mean, I don't really know who dethrones them for the Pac-12. And at this point, they seem far and away better than everybody else in that conference. So I wouldn't be surprised. Not really sure about Utah, but I'm curious what the projections would say. All right, Q, number 8, Florida. Is this a get-right spot after last weekend hosting the undefeated Aggies, which surprises me. I mean, I know they haven't beaten a lot of tough opponents, but 17-0. One of the two, Florida State, the other undefeated team. Nobody's going 60-0. The pitching staff has been superb. Jace Lavalette, no sophomore slump for him. 210 WRC plus. I mean, the team looks loaded based on the stat sheet, but this is going to really test the probabilities here because, again, A&M has not beaten anybody really good. So they should look dominant in the stats category. But your Florida Gators, without an ace, maybe, we'll see if Cade Fisher can get this ship righted. We'll see. But that Sierra is still low. I mean, it's telling me that he's there. He's got the stuff. So I'll let you break down the series, what you think is going to happen. Take it away.
Ah, man, this is a tough one. I've been back and forth. I mean, I posted Texas A&M on a half unit. I mean, you know, if you're going off the numbers, they're far and away the play. But is there a world that, you know, you just talked about higher array, but then the 1-9 Sierra, like they're telling you that he's got the stuff. He's throwing really well. His numbers are weird. Like his K percentage is 34%. The problem is when he's getting hit, I mean, there's shots and kill shots at that. You know, if he can just find or not find the barrel, you know, if he can just keep those pitches out and away or low and make A&M kind of struggle at the plate, then there's no reason why Cade Fisher can't pull out a win here. I mean, it is the Florida Gators, you know, for God's sakes, they're still a tough team. And, you know, A&M's going to regress. Like you just said, no team's going to go 60-0. I'm not going to sit there and say that A&M's going to sweep them because I think Florida absolutely gets a win. I'll tell you this. Here's my betting strategy. I bet A&M half unit on Friday. Would I be surprised if Florida wins? No, I wouldn't, for the regression factor, as well as Cade maybe kind of finds himself. If A&M wins Friday, I think they win Saturday and lose Sunday. If Florida wins Friday, take A&M against Liam Peterson Saturday, go back to Florida Sunday with Jack Cags, he will get the series win. That's how it's going to play out.
Mitty, do you object?
Hey, I'm the one on the guy that said Florida's going to win the national championship. So I don't know right now. Hey, can you pick it up a little bit? You know, the team, the thing with this team is, you know, I look at like stats with like defense and stuff. This is a good defensive team. They had a big error the other night against Florida State that really extended that inning. And then Florida State really got out to like, I think a 3 or 4 nothing lead game and everything like that. So who's their ace? Well, I think their ace is their Sunday guy. That's their ace right now. Fisher has to pick it up. I like Texas A&M in this series, you know, but again, here's the thing. Have they played a lot of great competition? Maybe not. This could be a weekend that, you know, keep an eye on Florida. This could be a statement weekend, but I haven't looked at the lines yet because I've just been too busy, just did my other show. So I'm going to dive into it late tonight and I'll get my best bets out for Friday here. But this is going to be a good one. This will be interesting. But, hey, Fisher has to step up. Peterson has to step up, man. Let's go. Sheldon, you know, I really like coming out from Alabama. I think he's doing good things there. Keep it going here, but let's get it going Florida here. Cause man, I'm going to look like a fool in the guide. Let's go. I don't like looking like a fool. Let's go.
Well, something to note, Texas A&M did play McNeese State and they scored, what would that be, 31 runs against McNeese, and Arkansas, who we've talked about, they're slow on offense, scored 32. So one more, if that's any evident of maybe how good or how bad the A&M numbers are compared to actual numbers. I mean, their offense is right in line with Arkansas, but you wouldn't know it based on the overall numbers of a week schedule. I mean, they've played Texas and I guess you could say Arizona State, USC were formidable opponents, but when you've padded your numbers against Lamar, Incarnate Word, McNeese, Wagner, Rhode Island, I mean, let's be real.
It sounds like an old Georgetown basketball schedule back in the 80s.
Right. This is their first true test. One that I'm very excited about in the SEC, you've got Tennessee, Alabama. We all know about the rivalry in football, but the baseball teams are solid. And I'm ready to see how good this Alabama pitching staff really is. 158th in strength of schedule. Tennessee's 199th, but I feel like Tennessee's played tougher opponents than Bama from just off memory. The projections have the win probability, have the Vols winning this, and the odds are flipped. I took Tennessee plus 100. Our best bets will be out. I'll tweet those out in the morning once everybody gets a chance to give me all their bets. But you've got time. I think the first game that we've covered doesn't start until like 3 o'clock Eastern or 4 o'clock Eastern. So everybody relax if you don't see the best bets and wonder where they're at. Q, Alabama, Tennessee, who you got?
I'm with you. I like Tennessee. We talked off the air last year in preseason guide, I said Tennessee's offense is an issue. And then when they left Houston, it was still an issue. They really struggled, but man, they've turned it on. They're hitting the ball really well. One thing I was confused about when we talked off is AJ Russell hurt. Can anybody give me that? Because he was your Friday guy for, you know, the first few games. And now he's not to say Cossie hasn't pitched well, because he has, but I was just a little confused by that. I haven't found anything, you know, was he injured, something like that. But, Their pitching is holding up just as well as their offense. I think Bama exceeded expectations. Obviously, they have Ben Hess. We knew him from last year. He's a stud. You know, that would have been incredible to have the 1-2 punch of Holman Hess, but we don't. You know, needless to say, Alabama, I think, is going to regress here a little bit. I think they're a quality team. They're definitely better than maybe a lot, including myself, thought. But I could see him losing the series 2-1 here.
Yeah, so A.J. Russell left Friday's game due to soreness, according to Vitello. This was February 23rd. But
okay, I missed that.
He couldn't confirm that it was in his arm. It said some part of his side.
Okay.
So he is hurt. Also to note, It's a good transition there because the bolded pitchers are confirmed starters. If they're not bold, they are probable. So just so you know. Smitty, who you got in this one?
I like Tennessee. I like Tennessee for the series too. I think they get two games out of this. I like their offense. I think their pitching staff's good. I like this Alabama team too. I think they're a good team, but I think Tennessee's just really good right now. I think they're on like a 16-game winning streak. You know, just a really good team. The bats are good. The pitching's good. I think they get at least they win the series. It's 2-1. Tennessee will win the series.
Moving right along. Number 18, Auburn, taking on number 9, Vanderbilt. I don't know in this one. I feel like the numbers are dead accurate. I mean, 56% win percentage or win probability, minus 166 on the money line. Auburn's been somewhat surprising. I think the move to pitch Chase Alsup as your Friday night guy was the right move. Joseph Gonzalez is now slotted for that Sunday start. Carter Holton, we don't really know what he is. I feel like he's been hurt and kind of bounced around if he's the Friday night guy or not. Vanderbilt's pitching is good. We know that. The offense is so-so. But you look at the numbers, I mean, Auburn's not just too terribly better on offense than that. But basically a coin flip, in my opinion. If you're going to give me like 1.5 on the run line, I might have to lean Auburn. But as of right now, if the money line's out, I'm staying away from it. Smitty, I'll go to you. You like anything in this one?
Yeah, I like Vanderbilt. I like them all weekend. You know, I don't know when we're going to do our little contest. I don't want to give it away.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
Okay, we're getting there. I'm going to hold what I'm going to say with that. So I like this team because, you know, again, you guys, I thought, and I've said it for weeks, I think you guys crushed when you guys did the first show and you guys really broke down the guide and you said about this team. It's a good pitching staff. It's a great home environment. Worry about the bats a little bit. And that has happened. I like this team, though, too. And diving a little bit in the stats, they steal bases. They have great defense. They have good pitching. I like teams like that. It might be boring, but I like teams like that. I like Vanderbilt this weekend.
Q.
Yeah, I'll round it out. I mean, it's probably a stay away from me. But if I had to pick, I would take Vanderbilt strictly on the pitching. I'll kind of always lean to pitching unless an offense is just way overpowering. I think Auburn's playing a little above what they should be. So I think there might be some slight regression that maybe started last week against Austin Peay. I think both teams can get caught sleeping. In fact, both teams have gotten caught sleeping at some point in this season. Vanderbilt's playing hot right now. I think Tim Corbin's guys will pull it out in the series, but I don't like it enough to actually lay money on it.
Speaking of pitching, let's go to one that I don't have a single confirmed starter because neither of these two teams, from what I know about an hour and a half ago, had put anything out. But Virginia Baseball did tweet what their giveaways are. The first 500 students get a Hawaiian shirt Friday. That's great. Who's pitching? Give us that. This is so frustrating.
There needs to be guidelines on this.
It's just absolutely ridiculous. Anyways, North Carolina, they started off with a series sweep of Pitt to start 3-0 in conference play. Decent. I mean, North Carolina looks good. Vance Honeycutt, we all know him. Ozuna, Alberto Ozuna, looking good. Case Cook, Miami, Daniel Cuvée. He's good. I think the offenses are comparable. It's going to come down to pitching. I think North Carolina has the advantage on Friday night. After that, I think Miami may end up having the advantage and could win this series. But I'll let you, as a pseudo Miami fan through your family member, what do you think about the Canes? Like what do you think about the Canes this weekend, Q?
Don't ever cuss at me like that again. I think it's pretty set in stone because he's pitched the first 4 weeks. I think Folger Boaz will probably be your Friday night guy, so I agree there. North Carolina, a lot of freshman pitching. This is a stay-away series because I kind of want to scout both teams. I want to see what North Carolina does pitching-wise against a good offense, more so those freshmen. I want to see how they respond now that you're in ACC play. Miami starters have actually looked pretty solid. I think Rafe Schlesinger might have looked the best out of all three of them. But their bullpen has gotten lit up, just like Florida has and UVA. I mean, outside of their starters, they don't really have anybody. They have a thin bullpen at that. But like you said, the offense is flourishing. So you got two flourishing offenses to date, and unknowns on the pitching. So this is kind of a scout weekend for me regarding these two teams. But if I had to pick, I'm probably saying this is kind of a weird series. I probably would lean Miami 2-1 because it just seems like North Carolina should win. But this is a weird thing where North Carolina goes on the road and maybe shits the bed.
Agreed. Miami's bullpen trash. Thanks, Ryan, for watching. I think you can say that about a lot of teams.
Oh, and, yeah. And not Miami.
Bad teams. I think there are good teams, which is going to sound stupid, like an oxymoron, but like there are good teams. Look at Wake Forest. I think Wake is still a good team, but their bullpen is trash. I mean, Florida, I think, is a good team. Bullpen, trash.
UVA, good team, trash. Same thing.
So we can keep doing this, but Smitty, what do you like in this one?
Well, I think Ryan too needs to tune into the recap show. I go off all the time. These bullpens stink. I mean, that's all we talk about. It's like, sometimes it's if you're a better, it's good for your bets, and sometimes it's really bad. So yeah, you know, I'll tell you guys. So with this little contest we're gonna do here soon, this is one that I wrote down. I went through the whole thing, and this one I left like five times. I didn't know who was going to win this. And I was like, where is this going to go? North Carolina was great for me last week. I had him against Pitt. I broke the Pitt, you know, curse against me. And I don't know how I haven't bought a North Carolina t-shirt yet, because they did well for me. When Indiana did that, I bought a t-shirt. So maybe I should do that again.
Buy an A&M shirt this weekend.
Two weeks. Right? Two weeks in the season, Smitty's like, I'm buying a shirt.
I'll buy a shirt with this team. If you win me money, I'm buying a t-shirt. Let's go. That's what it's about. And hopefully the schools will watch us and they'll just send me one and I don't have to buy it. That'd be a lot better and everything like that. So yeah, this one's tough. I mean, I like the North Carolina team. You know, Miami, I like Miami, but their pitching kind of scares me a little bit. I think this one's a tight one. I went with the home team 2-1 in the series just because I think this is going to be a tight series. I think Miami's going to get it a little bit. I could be dead wrong on it, though. That's a tight one. I skipped it six times, people, so I'd stay off. I'd stay up. One. I like you. Scout. It's a scout weekend. I like scout it. Week.
This one should be pretty open and close. -520. I feel like that's probably a little high. 79% win probability. I think implied probability of 520 is like 80. What do we say? 83, 84%. So little more value on Mizzou here. But, I mean, if you want to take him +350 against Hagan Smith, Godspeed. That negative 0.02 Sierra should speak for itself. We did get Peyton Stovall back. Hallelujah. Hit a tank. He's swinging the bat really good. I'm really anxious to see him in SEC play and just how this kid turned down millions of dollars to come play college baseball for Arkansas. And he has been hurt all 3 years that he's been here. He broke his foot getting hit by a pitch in spring camp or fall camp, whatever. And he's finally on the mend and he's back in the lineup. So I'm excited to see that. Nolan Souza has been playing good. We've got some offense generating. Missouri is going to be a good first test for SEC play to really, you know, gauge where we're at. But I feel like if Arkansas doesn't get a 3-0 sweep, the sky's falling. We're the number one team. Let's go out and act like it. Do y'all have anything else to add?
Only thing I got is I just want to see Arkansas handle Missouri without any stress. So that's just, I'm not concerned of them winning. I think they'll win all three, but I'd like to see it in quite frankly, blowout fashion personally. I want to see the offense wake up and stay consistent.
Same. Smitty, you're kind of a closet Missouri fan. What do you have to say for yourself?
No, not at all. Cause I had Kansas midweek and they beat Kansas. So guess what? I hope Arkansas beats them. Like
Ryan,
just my crushes guy. Them all weekend. Go Arkansas, blow up Mizzou. they made me lose one midweek, so let's go. Arkansas. Now, I think the pitching, you know, Molina too didn't have a great start last weekend. So I always look at these guys when they come off a bad start, you know, they've been waiting all week to come back and just really shove it down somebody's throat. And I think that's what they're going to do when he comes back in game three. So no, I think Arkansas takes care of business.
Agreed. Kind of a shock to me. Number 13, NC State. They're taking on Georgia Tech. NC State's your favorite here. Our win probability has Georgia Tech, though, 65%. I feel like there's a play. What's weird is Georgia Tech announced their Saturday-Sunday starter in Aiden Finitieri and Logan McGuire, but didn't announce their Friday starter. Sam Heifel is going to go for NC State. Assuming it's Cameron Hill, I feel like the Yellow Jackets are an easy no-brainer play here. Q, you want to prove me wrong?
No, I'm with you. I think you look at it as Georgia Tech has a 12-4 record. They probably feel like they should be close to the 25 ranking mark. So this is an opportunity if you can, you know, at home take two or three or maybe even sweep number 13 team in the country. You know, there's a lot of momentum here. And NC State has looked better than I thought they would. We're getting an ACC play. Let's see if they drop out. And then, you know, I was way wrong about this Georgia Tech team. I thought they were going to be a train wreck this year, kind of in full rebuild mode, and they're 12-4, and that's certainly not rebuild mode. That's you know, being very competitive, and I think they have the advantage right now. They're swinging well, and, you know, everybody's kind of rallying around Drew Burris, from the casual fans to the stands and everything else, and I think Georgia Tech has something to prove this weekend.
Agreed. Smitty.
Yeah, I'm just jumping right real quick here. I like the pitching. I think they'll be okay. I think the offense is going to be okay. I think they win the series. Go Georgia Tech.
All right. And Smitty, I'll let you take this one from the top. This was your look ahead that you were really excited about. Miles Patton. He's a name. If you haven't seen him pitch, you should watch it. I was a little surprised that UC Santa Barbara was laying 200. And then I looked at Long Beach State's weighted runs created plus 62. They're 38% below average. That's not going to cut it. The projections, when I ran the run projections, it was like 3.5 to 2.8. I mean, this is going to be a low scoring game. Matt Ager has looked really good lately. I just feel like Long Beach doesn't have an offense. I mean, UC Santa Barbara could win this game 2-1, and I'm not going to be surprised. So I'm curious to see what they hang the under at. I think if it's anything under, you know, 9.5, 10.5, you just take the under. I think in Long Beach, Wichita State, with Caden Favors versus Miles Patton, it was 7.5, still went under. So, Smitty, what do you like about the Gauchos or the Dirt Bags here?
Well, you know, I said on the recap, I love the Dirt Bags back in the day, man. The guys in Phillipsburg, man, we talked about the Dirt Bags a lot. But, yeah, I like the Gauchos, man, in this. And I agree. I think everything you just said there, man, the under is the play, because you break down, this kid is unbelievable for Long Beach, but then you look at the offensive numbers, man, they're not good. And, you know, you see Santa Barbara, their offense is, it's okay at times. So I think it's going to be a pitching matchup. I think it's going to be a low scoring game. So let's see when that comes. Again, I have not looked yet at any lines. I'm going to do that here when I get off the show here. But I think Santa Barbara's, I just like where they're going. I like the last two series, Oregon, Connecticut. I like where they're going. I think they're in the right spot. I think this is a team that's starting to get their feeling, and then they're going to take off a little bit. So I kind of like them here. Low scoring game, but this should be a fun one. I think it's a good series.
So, Smitty, I don't know if you know this. We actually have the lines on all of the matchup previews. So,
well, I'm not watching, buddy. I'm just going 109
of them. Okay, so by popular demand, we were requested to do an SEC series pick 'em, and I said you get 1 point if you correctly pick the winner of the series. You get 3 if you get the exact series result. So, we will crown king of the SEC at the end of the season. I've got something in store.
Why was it the SEC? Why couldn't it be like the Big Ten?
Well, because the SEC is the best conference in college baseball, Smitty.
Ron Burgundy requested it.
Okay. I was just saying, I need all the directions and stuff. So, okay.
How do we want to do this? Because I'm going to keep track of it. Everybody is seeing this for the first time. I've got my pen and paper. Smitty, you'd be proud. All right. Q, Texas A&M, Florida.
A&M 2-1.
Okay. Smitty.
I have Texas A&M 2-1.
Wow.
Looking at my answers.
Q did not send me his plays. Just let him know.
I think Grissom's flipping here.
I am. I'm going to go Florida 2-1. Just to have some difference here. Georgia, Kentucky. I'm going Georgia 3-0.
Georgia 2-1.
You are Georgia 2-1.
Jesus, like you sit next to me, sit on my lap.
And listen, I'm not going to see Q until Saturday, so I
all right. This one's going to have some variation. Tennessee, Alabama, Q.
Tennessee 2-1.
Smitty.
Tennessee 2-1.
Gosh dang.
Can I go first? One of these?
Yeah, you're going first on the next one. I'm going Tennessee 2-1 too. That was disappointing. Auburn, Vanderbilt, Smitty, go.
All right, hold on. I got to find it here. Auburn. Okay, I guarantee this is going to be different because just hearing you guys talk. I have Vandy 3-0.
Oh, a sweep.
Q, now, if you say it, I'm going to punch you in the face on Saturday.
No, I think Vanderbilt 2-1. I just don't trust Vanderbilt's offense to get the sweep.
I'm going Vandy 2-1 as well. LSU, Mississippi State, Smitty.
3-0, sweep, LSU.
Yeah, I'm the same, 3-0. But I think it's a tight 3-0. I don't think LSU blows them out in one of the games.
I'm going sweep, too. Missouri, Arkansas.
Grissom, Missouri, 3-0.
Yeah.
No, Arkansas sweeps.
Arkansas
3-0. I would say we're probably unanimous.
Yeah. And last but not least, South Carolina, Ole Miss.
Smitty. I think go ahead.
2-1 South Carolina.
Q.
3-0 South Carolina.
I'm going 3-0 South Carolina. All right. We shall see. I'll put those out. South Carolina sweep. Griffin.
There it is.
Tuning in. Gamecocks 3-0.
Hey, guys. We really appreciate you jumping in and chatting with us. It's been awesome.
We had a lot. Hang on. Take on SC Ole Miss. Look, I don't think Ole Miss is very good. I think South Carolina has a pitching advantage and the hitting advantage. I'm not going to be surprised if Ole Miss takes one, but on the flip side, South Carolina should win this in a sweep. Anybody have a rebuttal to that? Georgia. Tennessee 2-1. Bama wins tomorrow with Ben Hess. I can totally see that. I don't think AJ Causey has been tested. I like your Rogaine image.
I need
Baldy
that.
Locks. I get it. Baldy. Q, show them that melon you've got
there. I need that Rogaine. If you got a discount code, send it my way.
Looking for a sponsorship. Andy 2-1. Ryan, I appreciate it. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
What was the first
one was to Max Tech tomorrow, how y'all feel about it. So Q and I were talking backstage about this, and we think Texas Tech is far and away the right side here, don't we?
Yeah, I agree. He had a couple more early.
Free go. Texas Tech, yeah, Baylor.
Yeah. I think Texas Tech. Baylor's struggling offensively and pitching. The way last weekend went with Texas Tech losing, a very emotional series, I think they bounce back and they get the sweep.
And you think their offense would bounce back too?
Yeah. Our projections have Texas Tech 72% win percentage. So I don't know what that implied probability is. Should be laying like minus probably 180, minus 200. So if it's better than that, I feel like it's a good bet.
His other one,
Oregon State. With Utah. Game. We need to get you an NIL deal ASAP. I don't think you can. Wow.
Duke
already up to minus 210.
Whew. Man.
I mean, that's.
Javante, the other game was Oregon State, Utah. I mean, at some point, Oregon State's going to regress, but just with the way that the Pac-12 is, I think you approach it differently than maybe the SEC. You have to bet Oregon State until they lose. And I'll just compare it to the Florida A&M. Like, Florida could very well beat A&M, and I don't think a lot of people would be surprised. A lot of people would be surprised if Oregon State lost to Utah in the series.
So, one thing I will say, the implied probability of 75%, our win probability, is minus 300. So, I guess using that metric, you would say that even at 210, that they are still worth betting, which is crazy. But
you put him on a two team parlay.
Aldi said I got Duke at minus 150. So did we.
Yeah.
Javante, I appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it.
We're trying to win you guys some money in a very small market of college baseball. So, the fact
spread
that
we have
240 people watching right now, like that's awesome. We've grown this thing just in a year from nothing to this. So we appreciate all the comments. I love it when y'all are coming in here.
Do us a favor. Go like our Twitters, the insiders, all three of us, and go to our YouTube and subscribe. Subscribers are the key. You know, you can notify when we have a show. We're doing two shows a week, and we love to have you guys in the bullpen every episode. So like and subscribe.
So can I jump in real quick here with this Duke game is kind of taking off? You guys got a great number. And I think if some of these people are coming in, maybe just first-time gamblers or bettors in college baseball here, with the Duke jump up, that would be a good money line parlay spot with somebody else, don't you think?
Yeah.
You get if it's 210, you get two teams close, kind of in that 2 to 250 range, you're looking at even money, if not plus money.
One, I want to go back to real quick, Wake Forest, Virginia, the probability here. This is one that I'm going against the win probability. I just think, like Smitty said, Josh Hartle, he didn't have a good start last week. I feel like he does bounce back and get right. But Henry Ford.
Dude, that guy is a boss.
Yeah, he created Ford Motor Company.
That's it.
It's pretty good.
But look at Harrison Dittowick. Guy batted like 270 last year, and now he's hitting 338 with 8 bombs. Like, just the growth of the team has been exponential. And I'll refer back to the Hartle. Hartle got kind of hit hard by Miami last year in the ACC tournament. So it's not like this is a one-off. Virginia's offense might be one of the best offenses he faces all year. So, I mean, it wasn't his best start, but Duke has a quality offense, and I'm kind of scared for Hartle to have to go in your next start against an even better offense.
Can I jump in? Who's my favorite team? Oh man,
you didn't have one.
Every week is it? No, I'll be very honest. I'm gonna say it's whoever. Was that Ryan that wrote that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ryan wrote that. Ryan, again, follow me. I'm big into college basketball. I do a lot, golf. I do all kinds of stuff. But, college baseball, I kind of go with – I like Oregon State's program. I was on Indiana. Indiana won me three games against Baylor, so I bought a T-shirt. That's kind of the gist now. Like, I should buy North Carolina because they beat Pitt last week, and I was on that. So that's who I am right now. You know, I kind of – each game, it kind of goes who I'm gambling with or – you know, there's some teams I like. I kind of like.
He's a Rocky Top fan when they're playing Florida. I'll tell you that.
He's a Michigan fan. You see that Michigan parking?
Well, in football, not basketball. Because if you just watch my show, I just did with Notebook Wagering, I said about Juwan Howard to get fired pretty fast. Bad.
All right. Well, that wraps it up, guys. I appreciate you being live in the chat. We'll see you Monday for the recap show. Until then, be on the lookout for our best bets. Check out our site, NCAAinsiders.com. We'll post all of our best bets there in the bet tracker.
Like, cheers. Subscribe, YouTube.
Subscribe on YouTube. Yeah. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.